Shut up. The Foot is Over Radio.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday Rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we?
1-2, 1-2. Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M, Rock City.
How the hell are we doing this?
Yeah.
It's the 9th of March.
Too early.
This is about a month earlier than we're normally on air.
And you already Saturday done two games.
I don't know what the hell's going on here in the South Melbourne Richard Marsden studios. I can see Hose classing up the joint.
Oh.
That's a good start because it goes hard downhill from there. Fat.
Hello, Jimmy.
What sort of nick are you in?
I'm good.
You don't look good.
A couple of pints at the bot last night.
Oh. Oh. Have a listen to the gravel in his voice.
Started watching the game. I had to stay because I couldn't go home because it was so close. So
well,
I
you've got
there
Wi-Fi at your joint now.
I know. First time in 2 years I've set up Wi-Fi. How good's that, Damo? Do you know what Wi-Fi is? Damien, welcome, the bearded one.
Did you start the new year at the bot? Where you finished last year.
Where I finished.
Yeah, exactly. Of course he did. So, Bernard, he's a 57-year-old man who for the first time in his life has Wi-Fi in his house.
Wi-Fi. He's only just got it,
yep.
Jim.
Just this week.
It's going to be dangerous on a lot of levels.
I was telling him last night, yeah. Yes, Damien. I was telling him I'm only 45, Jim, last night at the box.
Oh, you're rolling as a 45-year-old. Oh, yes. Yeah, that would have gone well.
So don't go with the 57 crap, all right?
I don't know what the truth.
Tell you what.
We'll avoid that, will we?
Do they like the old
sort of trained off a bit there, Bill, too, by the look of you.
Oh, the big fat.
Bernie's gone early.
Tell you what, they just kept coming.
Oh, of course they did.
Did they?
What, the beers? A vending machine. Go, take a ticket, Dale. I'll be with you in a minute. Hose. I'll come and have a chat with you.
Hose, how likely
is that?
I think
I'm going to resign on the spot.
And Bernard's in Adelaide.
Oh, Bernie.
Yeah, no, it is. It's too early. It's 40 degrees over here today.
It is here too.
38, 40, 39. We're up to about race 7 at Murray Bridge already, so it's nearly done.
Was that Texan we saw down the screen a minute ago?
It was. He just walked through. He did Dead Set Legends here today in Adelaide. So, I don't know. He doesn't make any sense. I think he spoke to you for 5 or 6 minutes.
He didn't know it was
confused.
Me.
You look confused.
I always forget that these two idiots live together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. For how many years? Yeah.
They got robbed.
Oh, 5 or 6 or something.
Yeah. And they were home.
The Crouch boys robbed them at the balaclavas on. Yeah. Middle of a footy show cross.
Remember that photo they sent out? He was wicket-keeping behind the stumps.
Absolutely.
And Tex was batting.
The Ashes.
You had your helmet on, I think.
Actually, we were doing a live cross to the footy show.
That's it.
Right.
Is that what it was?
We didn't realise. We're on, because we're looking at the camera.
Yeah.
And in the background, there was balaclavas. Our bikes were getting walked out. Our bags.
They've grabbed your DVD player and the TV started moving out.
We're like, what are you guys laughing at? The crowd was laughing. We turned around. Oh, who's that?
You just thought you were funny, did you?
That was back when I used to be funny, Bill.
Oh, no. I went to Perth with Byrne just recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're not funny.
Oh, that was a
Matt, on the panel was Matthew Pavlich.
Oh, Super Pav.
He's funny.
And Byrne. And Pav was funny.
Come on,
what about we went to this launch? Because
a little bit nasally.
You, yeah. Yes. You knocked it back. You.
I was away.
What? A
what? I wasn't in town.
You,
away.
You were, and then Brian.
I was away.
What about BT?
Wasn't paying that much.
No, it was no payer.
Oh,
it's Triple M over there.
Jim wouldn't have been near that.
So guess who had to go?
You.
Where old Fat and Bernie had to go. And we got there and have you been to Perth much at all, Bernie?
Not a lot.
Only when you won the grand final.
I was
going
to say, he was in the ring, the Melbourne players on that night.
Actually, last time I was there, I won a premiership.
Yeah. They weren't sure who he was. But anyway, it was all good. Didn't know you played for Melbourne. We got to Crown. What happened there when you went to get your room?
Well, I couldn't find my room to start with, and for some reason, Anthony Brownless had two.
Big fat had two. No room for Byrne.
So did you give Byrne one?
No.
He didn't.
I swapped between both. And then on the name tag, on the lunch name tag, Triple M, it's got B Vine. That was it.
Grapevine.
Oh, grapevine.
Grapevine.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to ask you, Damo.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. How is Happy Jim? Because he looks all right now.
Oh, no.
But this morning, what time did you have to get up?
You should have seen
out?
This morning. Yeah, so you know he's not a morning person,
despite doing
breakfast radio for 15 years. I saw him at the Qantas Club, and I was with Howie. We were just having a nice little coffee, a nice little chat. Yeah. And then we saw this little this figure just try and sneak in around the corner, and I think he wanted to find his own little spot. But how he saw him, called him over, you weren't happy.
No.
It was 5:45 when I saw you, I think. But
I was very happy to abandon you.
Yeah, you were.
Fat, in fact, and Bernard and Hose, and just have be a no-show.
Yeah.
I was happy to do that.
So why do you sneak away on your own that?
Just because I'm a private person.
Oh, and then he goes, private. Got to tell Yui, we're not doing this again.
Oh, yeah.
We can't
do this again. Oh, no.
He's been told.
I'm not flying this early every
day. Last time.
Have you, your hair was red last night.
No, it wasn't. That was you being stupid.
It was red this morning.
Mate, because we had this Zoom yesterday because you were up at the Gabba and I was here.
Yeah, busy.
On Wi-Fi. Because you've got Wi-Fi,
working.
Well, I was here. And but a red rinse was through your hair last night. It's on the socials.
Well, you can see it now that it isn't. So what have I got rid of it in one day?
I think you had a shower this morning and got rid of the red rinse.
On Triple M rush hour, if you wanted to go have a look and vote.
Who's responsible for that is idiot Busy.
Anyway.
Who's one of the three idiots that run that department. We've got
another one today.
And now poor old Bernard. Your name actually is Bernard.
It's Bernard.
No, I'm calling him Bernard.
All right.
Poor bastard's been roped in, so he's turned into an idiot as well. There are three of them. But Beersy's the main one.
So, 1,850 votes on the socials, right? Has Jim had a red rinse through his hair?
Oh, how do you reckon that went?
1,850 votes.
Let's take a wild guess at how that vote
1,838.
They know.
Yes. 98%.
They know, Bill.
98%.
Oh, well, Bill, I sat behind Jim on the plane today, and it was glistening.
Just like your red. Purple.
Yeah. Damo.
Glistening.
It was.
Anyway, Carrot Top, come on. What's on the show, Carrot Top?
Did you just have a close look at Damo's beard? Yeah, it's got a lot of grey in it. I'd get rid of that.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, too much grey.
What do you think? There, Damo.
Yep.
Is that cool? Do you think that looks cool?
I'm just going with a different look for
at least he can grow one, Bernard.
Yeah. No, actually, you and Jim need 6 months to get anything.
No, I can't grow a beard, but if I could, it wouldn't look like that.
When I was at the airport too, Jim, a guy came and grabbed. Thanks
ginger.
For that. Yeah.
Call him Big Red or Ginger.
Should I let it go a bit longer?
No.
Get rid of it.
I'm giving you strong advice, Purple. Get rid of it.
Well, you're in a minority, Jim. I've got good feedback to
you. Or colour it like your hair. But there you
never coloured hair.
You
never
can colour a beard, I'm pretty sure.
Islands in
now,
the stream.
A guy grabbed me at the airport today too, and he saw Jim upon arrival in Brisbane. He did. After he saw me talking to you, he said, your mate yesterday, he must have been a Carlton supporter because he flew in with you, and he said, he's never seen a man look more in a state of disrepair than
what
you
are
when
you
got
about?
When you got off the plane. Oh. He said you were a mess. Absolute mess. He said you're wearing a white t-shirt, but it wasn't white. Or it had been white at some stage of his life.
You're making stuff up.
He said you went straight from exiting the airplane to the men's room to a clothes shop. We need explanation.
You've bought a new top.
Might have gone to a clothes shop.
What for?
Well, I was in the plane eating food, and it was one of those salads with the dressing on it.
Yeah.
In
seat 1A.
Here we go.
No. In 46 an olive got away from me. Literally rolled straight down.
He said it was dirty.
Down my t-shirt. No. So I had to slide into one of those shops and buy a top.
How much did it cost?
$40 or something.
Is that the top you're wearing?
I'm wearing it now.
Yep. Goes with your red hair.
$40.
It does go, Ginger, with your red hair.
$40. Now, you can all go with whatever you want to go with, but I've got some proper mail here.
Have you?
Proper.
I like
Let's go to a break.
All right?
It could be about you.
And it came to me through an impeccable source.
Oh, hello.
And I'm reading what was sent to me.
They're the best ones, Jim.
Yeah, of course.
They're the only ones you deal with.
Of course.
Yep. Sometimes.
Yeah. Fat gets a message here at Triple M. Cold call this is, Bernard, by the way.
Cold call.
Yeah. From a casting agent.
Ooh. What, just to the front desk?
The front desk.
Okay.
So Fat thinks it's going to be another reality thing. Because the jungle went so well for him. He thinks, someone's going to want me to do something like that. Yeah. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
But apparently no. And Hose, you know that this is true because our reception of
Petra.
Yep, Petra. That's it.
She's very reliable.
Exactly.
And told everyone before me. I'll chat to Petra.
The bloke is a casting agent and he's casting a movie.
Yeah. Jim.
A movie to be shot on the Gold Coast.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's rare, Bernard, to see Fat Sheepish. So we kangaroo courted him on the rush hour and said, righto, what the hell's going on? And he's looking down and around and not saying too much. And what he wouldn't cough up was the name of the movie they're trying to cast him in.
He's not in a movie.
No, they, he's not, of course, casting. He's not going to do it.
You got to go and sit on the car.
Have you got
couch.
The gig?
Do you have to read lines and stuff?
Well, we'll see. I've got a few lines there.
Do you have to say lines?
Guess what the movie is.
Right, so, oh, hang on. You don't know.
You don't know.
We know. All right, we've done some digging around.
I've been casted.
Well, we've been...
I've been casted.
Casterated.
We've done some digging around.
Yes.
And, we think we know what the movie is.
Oh, here we go. This will be...
So, Purple, I know you've had some mail.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What do you got, Purple? This is when you come in.
Well, my sources tell me the new movie that you have been asked to be in, Bill.
Oh, here we go.
Could be a remake of one that was made in 1980.
Right.
So it's a sequel.
Yep.
Elephant Man 2.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Dave, well, how long did you take to think of that?
No, Jim gave me that.
That's an option, Bernard.
Oh, Jim gave me that.
Who could say this line?
I am not an animal!
I could. Can't get that wrong.
That was
that sounds like Fat Noise.
Last night. That was at the bot.
When you got your Wi-Fi
45-year-old.
That's it. What have you heard, Bernard?
Well, I've got a lot of mates up on the Gold Coast. Got a lot of mates up on the Gold Coast.
Get it right, Bernard.
I've heard. Yes. This is a remake too. The Lamb Shake Redemption.
Even get it.
Say it again, but
that's yes. Good.
The Lamb Shake Redemption.
That's not bad.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
No, well, what have you heard, Jim?
I heard. Yeah. And it's interesting they'd shoot this on the Gold Coast because it's a bit more local, but I heard it's called the Hippo of Pakenham. I don't know how they're going to recreate Packington Street on the Goldie, but that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, if it's none of those three, it might be Bulk Fiction.
Could be.
Bernie.
Could easily be, Bernard.
Bernie.
Well, I've got other mates up on the Gold Coast too, and they heard something different.
What they hear?
They heard The Hangover 4, The Fattening.
I'm offended.
I like it, but it's going to be none of them.
No.
Oh, another remake. There are remakes everywhere, and the Gold Coast has become a movie hub. I'm hearing Lord of the Onion Rings. I'm hearing that might be an option. No. I don't know.
One of the calls I made, some bloke said there is a movie being made up there.
There is.
Yeah. And he thinks you could be involved.
Yes.
Free Billy.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, SeaWorld.
Last night, Free Willy.
Oh. Yes, I like that. Righto.
Have we run out? My last mate on the Gold Coast. My last mate up there.
Oh, you're right. You got another one.
Fat and Fatter. Well, Jim Carrey's going to be in it.
I'm going to read you a paragraph, you flog.
All right, go on.
This is from Apsy, the bloke who's
Greg.
Go on.
I have attached the full screenplay and also the audition scenes for Crusher. That's I'm Crusher.
Crusher.
That's that the character.
Crusher.
That's my character.
Crusher.
I'm a.
Well, you're sitting on people.
No.
Yeah, you sit at a bar and drink.
I'm a thug. I'm a thug because it's a gangster.
Oh my god.
But no. I've got a good heart and I'm actually a good gangster. But my nickname's going to be Crusher.
Oh my god.
You've got to do this now.
All right. So, host.
Yes.
If people who listen to this show and there are millions have got some suggestions as to what the movie's going to be called up on the Gold Coast.
Yes, please.
How do they get involved in that?
At Triple M Footy on our Instagram. That'd be great. Jasper's about to put up a thing that you can reply to.
Is that fair dinkum, Crusher? Was he taking the piss?
101 pages. This is the actual movie.
He reckons he's going to be Crusher.
He's got a script. He actually has. I can see it.
Yeah. Sydney Airport, Terminal 1 we are at first day. Crusher's there.
Well, there we are.
And Johnny, and then there's Beam.
Beam.
I got any words yet?
Well, there's a couple that didn't make the cut, apparently.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Life of Pi. Oh,
you've been working hard, Jim.
Grease, because Bill thought it was about chips. there we go. So anyway, jump on Instagram.
Yes.
And give us your suggestions.
Crusher hasn't got a lot of words.
Thank God.
I would hope there aren't any. All right.
Heart of gold.
We have our latest recruit, and by the way, he's jumped out of the blocks too, Isaac
he's
Smith.
Flying. I heard him on Thursday night on the new Thursday rub.
All right, going to do that next for Hard Yakka, of course, and McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. We're underway. Away. Triple M Rocks. Saturday afternoon footy crush.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Boys, we've got a very nice addition to the Triple M team, and it didn't really need a superstar addition because there's plenty of them, but we've landed this man, and he's a four-time premiership player. He's also a Norm Smith medalist.
Yep.
And he's also one of the best blokes you'll ever meet.
Exactly.
But he's a bloody good broadcaster. We know that after one outing. I'm speaking of Isaac Smith. Welcome to you.
Hey, JB. How are you?
Bloody hell, Smithy. When you finished, I thought, I'm going to keep an eye on this young man and find out what he's going to do. I didn't know where you were headed. I didn't know you were headed to us, but, geez, you got off to a good start.
Yeah, I think I've used all my gags in one sitting, so it might be a long year now.
No, you're right. You might be stuffed, Izzy. No, but well done. Did you enjoy it in the Triple M box?
It was great fun, Bill, except I didn't realise the broadcaster's got such a shit setup up in the SCG.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
It was shocking. It was good fun. Had a great night. The lead-in was a hell of a lot of fun, and looking forward to the rest of the year, to be honest.
You've always been one who looks at the world a little bit differently to a lot of footballers. Now you're on the media side of the fence, though, Isaac. What is it you've observed most strongly about what the profession's about?
Yeah, well, it's hard. I thought I could just come in and be this nice guy, but about 10 minutes in, I was already potting one of my best mates. you quickly turn from player to broadcaster, and hopefully I've got a few mates left after this year's out.
There is a skill to it. I'm not great at it, Isaac. Congratulations, though. I listened Thursday night. But you got to know sometimes when you're on air and when you're off air, because sometimes you can be spoken to down the line and it's not on air. I think that confused you a little bit.
Well, the thing is, every time I've tuned into Triple M previously, I hear Crabs just piping in over the top of everyone on radio, and I just thought he must have been piping in over the top of Brenton Speed, who was trying to do the play-to-play commentary. So I'm not sure where it all ended up, but
we've got it here.
A celebrity supporter for the Hawks or the Cats that almost sort of borders into like Nuffy type territory and does not miss a game.
Well, the Cats have got a few. Surprisingly, there's a lot of people that follow the Cats. Is he a celebrity?
No.
Oh, did that not go live through it? Rams, I thought you were jumping in here and helping us out.
Oh. Who are you talking about?
Well, they threw the celebrity name up, and Rams has piped in off air. He said, "Big Billy Brownless," and I said, "Well, is he a celebrity?"
Really?
Crusher.
Hey, speaking of that and where he did play good footy, that bloke, down at GMHBA, so tell us about the new stadium and the new stand, please.
It's finished.
All the things you could ask Isaac about.
Joel, well, he lives in Geelong. He's still down there. Joel Selwood stand, please.
Mate, I've got no idea. Since they kicked me out, I haven't been back.
Yep.
So, I know Joel's going to make a hell of a lot of money out of it. It is a great setup. It took a little while, but they've finally got it done, and they've brought back a bit of the old standing room. So you can go and have a beer at the bar. You can come back. I think there's about 4,000 or 5,000 standing room spots.
Yeah, that's because they ran out of seats, Is.
No, you idiot.
That was last season.
They ran out of money. That's what they did run out of. It'll be an awesome setup. I'm a bit flat that I'm not going to get to play in front of a full crowd at GMHBA, but it's awesome for the town, and hopefully that means a few more end up at the Cremorne Bill.
Bloody hell, well done. Well said.
And Danger thought he should have won the Norm Smith.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, this is fair income, by the way.
No, there's no laughter in that, Isaac.
No, well, I think if you go back and watch the game and look at the stats, there was clearly one that was best on. They got it right.
And your great mate, Luke Hodge, as soon as the game finished, turned to us on the panel at Channel 7 and said, "Smithy has brought the Norm Smith into disrepute." Can you believe that?
I thought I was a bit stiff not winning it in 15 when you know, 26 and kicked three, but I just had to do it again in 22. I watched the replay and Hodgie was ribbing me the whole time. So
he was.
He can get stuffed as well.
Yeah. Are you a bigger loss to the Cats than Joel Selwood?
Mm. Oh, I would have thought.
Well, I don't know if he's going to... Don't know if there's going to be a stand named the Smith stand, well, is there?
It's because he's
get a seat,
Hawthorne legend.
Hawthorne. How many games he played at Hawthorne?
Hawthorne legend. And then just
a rail in the standing room area.
Yeah, well, I don't even get a seat. You just got a stand, the Isaac Smith standing area. But no, Joel was massive for the club. And it was awesome to play with him. And, I played at two awesome clubs and got to play with a hell of a lot of great players. And I'll probably all be in the Hall of Fame, to be honest.
Actually, I saw you talking about this, and he said, oh, geez, I played with some great midfielders at Hawthorn, so they'll be in my best team. Hang on. I go to Geelong, and there's Dangerfield and Joel Selwood. So how would you name your top three in the midfield?
Oh, top three in the midfield? Oh.
Ruckman and three
others. Do we name Ruckman?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, Danger and Joel have got to be up there, but then you sort of throw in Hodgie and Sam Mitchell and Sean Burgoyne and Jordan Lewis. And, I've got no idea, Bill.
Name
I'm probably too many good players. But,
Hodgie had to stop playing midfield at about 22.
He had to go back.
He blew out to the point where his tank erupted. Bernard.
Unless it was a big game, and then he'd just slot himself
right. Just chased the footy, did what he wanted. Hey, what fixturing are we going to see you on? We saw you Thursday night. Is that a permanent thing? Are we going to see you over the weekends as well, Triple M?
Yeah, I think mainly Thursday nights I'm going to roll on, but there'll be the odd Saturday and Sunday. I guess when the Saturday rub and Sunday rub are getting a bit quiet, they might need to add some energy. I might jump in.
Inject you in.
Welcome anytime.
Like
now,
like it.
Is there still an itch to scratch? I know you're doing the Carlton draft.
Yep. Mm.
But completely done, because we all thought you still had footy left in you, Isaac.
Well, I was a bit nervous rocking up to the SCG on Thursday night. I thought that I might get that itch to play again, but then... when I was sitting up in the box, I had absolutely no interest. So I'm not sure how I'm even going to get through this Carlton draft thing. But no, it'll be a lot of fun. I heard Bernie tore it up last year.
Kicked
so
eight.
I'm going to try and match those numbers.
Well, good luck.
36 and 8 goals.
Oh, did you do that on grand final day? Or
don't think that one was a grand final.
What are you observing, Isaac, in your assessments for 2024, team-wise, please?
Yeah, I was a big fan of Sydney Swans in the pre-season. I really liked how they recruited. I thought strategically they're probably the best in the competition at getting what they need. So I'm still very bullish about them and think that they can have a big run on it if luck's on their side. Carlton were probably a bit more impressive than I thought they were going to be last night. That was a really good game of footy. Brisbane jumped them. So those two teams will be up there. And I'm a bit bullish on my old team, Geelong. I think if they can keep their sort of best 18 out there, they can have a fair run at it this year.
Who's the weirdest person you ever played with?
Ooh. Oh, Brian Lake.
Didn't have to wait on that one too long.
he's just different.
What about Jezza?
Yeah, Jezza's up there. Jezza's up there, but he's a... Mate, he'll... I wouldn't be surprised if he kicks 100 this season. He's flying at the moment, and when he's not on the footy field, he's able to switch off, and he goes back to his farm and carries on like a peanut. But when he gets on the field, he switches on, and he's as good as there is in the comp.
I love it, mate. Hey, you've been a great addition already. We're looking forward to a full season on Triple M of Isaac Smith. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the call.
See you, Izzy.
Good man. Now,
Jeremy Cameron told us that one day on the rush hour. He said, mate, footy gets in the road. Because we said, what do you love most? He said, I love the farming and a bit of shooting or whatever.
Fishing.
Then I love the fishing and I love my golf.
Yes.
And we said, what about footy? He goes, oh, yeah, gets in the road.
Now, some titles have already come through. How are people getting... This is Fat, by the way. Casting agents approached him to be on a film, in a film on the Gold Coast. So what's the names, please?
Go to at Triple M Footy. I don't know if I can read some of these out, but
read
they're very funny.
Do it.
Dame Carter. Parmageddon.
Palmer.
But a man who can scoff down the most Palmers in one city.
Like it.
Thank you, Dane. Jacob says Kenny too.
Oh, yeah.
You could run some Portaloos.
Yeah, I'm not talking about him, but...
Stipulation.
Annie says the king of fat.
Oh, the king of fat.
Yeah. King of fat.
That's it.
See, is, I think any serious ones. This is a
people
serious
stereotype, you
Jacob,
know, Bill.
Fat dog millionaire instead of slum. Pies McCarthy's written 8mm and then an eggplant emoji. This one is a remake as well of
a
well-known
a one.
Well-known whale film. Yes. Instead of Moby Dick, it's Moby Cock.
Maybe Co.
Thank you. Sorry, my apologies.
And Michael Voss not too far away. Before we get there, we're going to get some news out of Purple. Prior to that, though, second test in Christchurch Fat, Australia, New Zealand. What's the setup there, please?
New Zealand all out 162, of course. Australia all out 256. They lead by 94 runs. Marnus, 90. Well batted, Marnus.
Well played. And ever since England have taught the world to play test cricket, the fifth test over there, they made 218, Bernard, and India are battling away at 8 for 473.
Just changed the game, haven't they?
Just to take a 4-1 lead into the finish of that test series. Now, Purple.
What was it Duckett said about 3 weeks ago after he made some runs himself?
Yeah, Joe's Wall made a beautiful 100, and he said anyone who bats aggressively now has got England to thank for it. Now, well, let's get into some news, and it's sad news for, well, footy fans, full stop, not only Lions fans, because Kitty Coleman has very quickly become a fine, fine footballer and very important to the Lions.
He has, Jim, and what you're referring to is an ACL or a suspected ACL damage to his situation last night. I'll just take you back to the post-game press conference. Chris Fagan, Lions coach, does fear the worst.
This stage is not looking great. Looks like an ACL, so... we haven't had much luck with ACLs. When you think about it, Hipwood, Rayner, you know, Ashy last year, and now Kitty tonight. But that's not confirmed, but more than likely that's what we think.
And it did look good, did it?
It didn't.
The hyperextension of the knee, that's a yuck look.
Right on halftime too. The not confirmed part of what Chris Fagan said there is still the case. He hasn't yet had the scans today. That's come from the club only half an hour ago, and they will release an update once they get the results of those scans. But given that Chris Fagan and others attached to the Lions, Bill, were talking of that nature post-match, and again this morning, it's a situation where they are bracing for the worst, and it's a shame, Bern, isn't it? Because you watched the grand final last year, like a lot of people, and he was brilliant and probably had the Norm Smith Miller around his neck at halftime and still got a official Norm Smith medal votes.
Yeah, he's so important for that side too. He's got a deadly left foot and just darts him. In that grand final, the decision-making under pressure, just to find targets in pressure situations, he's going to be a big loss. Underrated player up there.
Yeah,
one of the most coveted stats, if you ask any of the footy departments, is metres gained. In that grand final, Bernardo was over 700 metres.
Mm. Ridiculous. So he had over 20 at halftime, I think. He was flying.
Yeah. And well, Chris Fagan too, Jimmy, he's got a lot of favourite players, so to speak, but he has got a very special space and place in his heart. And I spoke to Chris over the off-season, and he just was so proud of what he's done as a person and as a footballer. Now he may be out for the year, but we're yet to be confirmed. Do you want to go through you on this one with Alistair Clarkson's sanction yesterday officially from the AFL? $20,000 fine and then a two-match suspended sentence above that. That means that if he is to infringe in this abusing players' space at any stage between now and end of 2025, he will be effectively hit with that two-match ban. It's for the choice of words and the manner in which he approached the St Kilda players, both Jimmy Webster and Dougal Howard, after the Webster hit on Jai Simpkin last Sunday.
I knew there'd be a suspended element to it, so that didn't surprise me. Mm. The number, look, I don't know. There were people throwing all sorts of numbers around. I'm not sure whether that's an appropriate number or not. Fat pointed out the fact that it's not the first time it's happened, which is probably
it's definitely not
the mix.
Yeah.
We counted 11.
There were 13 that we got to.
Well, apologies.
apologies. Yeah.
But look, he's old school, Clarko, and he wears his heart in his sleeve, and he'll probably turn around and go, all right, well, you know, a lesson learnt. you know, there's an element to it where 100% the word's inappropriate. Purple is no one's,
and that's
no
the
one's questioning that. Yeah, no one's questioning that.
And then you weren't the other day.
But you fly the flag for your players, and that's what the North players and fans will love. The fact that it's a young group. His captain got picked off, and he's basically saying, "Look, I'm not going to put up with someone doing that to my to my skipper." Word wrong, but there's a lot about Clarko's defence of his players that you love.
Oh, and I was going to say to Bernie, you love that when your coach goes out and bats for you, don't you? You love that.
Oh, you do. Yeah. And you not just the players, but as you mentioned, Jim, the supporters, that whole footy club, you go, well, he's got our backs here. Yeah. Obviously got the words wrong, but yeah, as you said, he's sticking up for flying the flag, which you love to see.
Yep. Interesting backdrop to Collingwood playing tonight. It's first game since the grand final win of last year. They're playing GWS today. Lee Matthews, the great Lee Matthews, who coached Craig McRae to the Lions.
No known predator.
No known predator, like the chief. Just had some, I found interesting observations to make about the celebrations of Collingwood and the length of those celebrations and the public nature of them leading right into this very first game. This is Lee on that matter.
We all have our own ways we look at these things. If I'm coaching a team that's won a premiership, we're not in a picture theatre watching our grand final last year like a week and a half out from the start of the season. Like, you've got to leave it behind.
So there's the old school view, and I want to get all your views in a moment, but let's hear the new school view of the reigning Premier coach, Craig McRae, coached by Lee Matthews.
I love Lee. I love Lee. I've loved Lee for a long time, and I played a long time under Lee, and I know how he works. He always thinks about tomorrow. I think over time, I've learned to smell the roses a bit more, and it's okay to be a bit different to Lee, but huge respect for him. But I don't think anything's changed in terms of what we're doing. There's lots of stuff that within the premiership that why would you let go? Because we're going to need it again. We're going to need it for this next journey, and there's things around connection and around, you know, the spirit and all these things that you want to carry with you. Cutting the cord was one thing, but bringing certain things that are required to bring with you is really important.
I love that when someone starts with, I love Lee.
But
that's just part of footy now. It's an open door, isn't it, into a footy club now. The supporters, I know for a fact, absolutely love those grand final reflections. And, you know, as a player, you would as well, because you reflect and it's a great time when you've won a premiership. The timing of it, who knows when they done it. Was it last week, was it? Yeah. You probably get it.
Well, they released it last week. I mean, they wouldn't have sat down for the actual recording of it and the packaging up of it. But it obviously and ultimately was still being played out publicly with their voices attached to the reflective quotes. Look, anyone who knows Lee knows that's his view, but that was Dennis Pagan's view too, wasn't it, Jim?
Well, I was going to say the famous story about the 96 grand final. They won, first time in 20 years they'd won a flag North. And Darren Crocker, obviously one of the spiritual leaders of that group and one of the greatest blokes you'll ever meet, turns up, Bernard, 2 days later for the team photo. Yep. And Dennis gives it the, you're going all right, are you, son? And Croc turned around to him and said, yeah, I'm going all right. Why? He said, well, my mail is you haven't had a Crown Lager against your lip for 1 minute in that 48 hours. And Croc's looked at him and said, I'm not even allowed to have 2 days to celebrate a flag before Dennis has given me a clip. But that is, man loves Dennis Pagan more than me, but that is the era. Yeah. I mean, Dennis and Lee are from the same era.
Spot on. And Bill, I think it's a fascinating character study, and I've loved everything about Craig McRae. He embraced this on the run, didn't he? Right. Like even the birth of his child on the morning and the way he let the world in on that, or at least his team initially, and then the world, and the celebrations and the little moments within a game, good, bad, or indifferent, where he has a smile on his face. He's living the moment as it unfolds, as opposed to trying to reach the pinnacle and then reflect when you finish.
You can't knock him.
No.
And because it's Craig McRae, you go, good on you, mate. You know what you're doing.
Yep.
You know, and I love him. And he's changed the whole Collingwood thing, hasn't he? We actually like, because the way they play, they're a good team to watch, all that. And I reckon he's been fantastic for the club. So even, should we say it, Craig Kelly too. He's
Don't give him not one scintilla of credit.
He's the CEO and
no
then one
credit. He parachuted into that joint. He had nothing to do with the Dacosses. He had nothing to do with Fly McRae. He had nothing to do with anything going on
claims
at that
all
joint.
Of it, though.
Yeah, and claims all of it. Yeah. Jeff Brown is the man who was getting everyone together.
What about Ned Guy, who made those big decisions?
Ned Guy, yeah.
How long ago?
And Graham Wright.
Graham Wright.
Yeah, but he got rid of those blokes And everyone's going, oh, the Collingwood
and
stuff.
And some of the bad deals that had to be mopped up, while he was in the position that would normally be overseeing those deals, there are other people at that club at that time making those decisions, Bill.
And there are long-standing, if I can just say this, Purple, without my house getting burnt down, there are long-standing observers of AFL footy, that'll tell you that they can celebrate a premiership, Collingwood. If you look at 1990, they had a proper crack.
They're still going.
And then if you had a look at 2010, they had a proper crack. So maybe that's a bit of what Lee was saying. Get back on the horse quick.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, I'm with Bill and Craig McRae's ways out of the right ways.
1-6 New Zealand, by the way, Damo.
Already lost a wicket.
Our poor old Willie Young caught behind by Stark.
Not
past the great Dennis Lilly too. What about that?
Yeah, but he just about 25 more test matches. Oh. Don't compare anyone to the great man.
We're just
no one. Right, keep going.
No Lynch, no Martin, no Nankervis for Richmond against Gold Coast. Coached Damien Hardwick tonight, Byrne.
Coached. Oh, I think, that confused me a bit.
Yeah, I didn't quite get that out right, but you know what I'm trying to say.
You might have another one for Nuff coming out. Jotting that down the time.
Oh, they're a great watch for me, Gold Coast, Bernard. I can't wait to see how they roll out.
Are you confident they're going to produce?
No,
I'm not either.
I love Dimmer, and I can't wait to see what differences he's made to that place.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. They're a really tough team to judge. We haven't seen enough. But to get a quality person like that in at the club, from what you hear, standards have changed and time will tell. But no one really has them in their eight still. It's a sit back and watch for me. A bit like Essendon. Done a lot of work, but we want to see a bit more before we start making big calls.
15th last year with 9 wins. They go better than that?
Yes.
Yep.
They have more than 9 wins.
They've never gone beyond 10. In their 14 years.
Well, Debbie, so I'm not confident. Debbie Downer over here.
I'm just dealing with what's happened.
Listen, Crusher. Shut up for a second. Like
Ginger.
Half time at the Gabba sees the Brisbane Lions with a 31 point lead. Grips over the top, Charlie Curnow. The snap around the corner. Perfect start for Curnow.
Charlie's there, he's running hot. You can't stop Chuckles when he gets in this type of action.
Cottrell back to Fantasia. This is the subs, come on. Jack Carroll's got it. Fogarty back to Cottrell. Cover in front. And Harry McKay slotted it home.
Sirens. Carlton come from 46 points down. They come from way out in the clouds to snatch a one-point win.
9-1 was at one stage in that game. Extraordinary victory. Got to go back to 2013, the last time the Carlton Football Club beat the Lions at the Gabba, and they came from nowhere to win one of the great round one on the road wins. And their coach joins us now, Michael Voss. Vossy, I think you've just got off the plane. Has it sunk in what your group achieved last night?
Yeah, it was a little bit this morning, waking up and knowing that you have the 4 points in the back pocket was particularly pleasing. But no, my immediate reaction, I think I explained afterwards, was, oh, wow. what happened there? The response in the third quarter in particular probably started to shift the momentum somewhere through the second. But then to finish off the game in the manner that we did and the circumstances that we did it in was incredibly impressive.
What about that second quarter? It was like a switch was flicked. Suddenly, the run from behind, the dare with the ball, the speed of the movement, you could see it happening at about the 20-minute mark. Was that driven by yourself because you were down on the boundary? Did you say, right, we've got to start doing something different, or was that the players?
No, we weren't so much going after the ball movement. I mean, we were certainly making enough errors early in the second, but we sort of kept persisting. Normally, traditionally, we'd probably go back within our shells, but for the players to keep persisting with our method and believe in it. And so some connections start happening and we started getting the ball in our half a little bit more and asking them to be able to transition from one end of the ground to the other and to finish off those couple of goals before we went into half time was really important for us. We could go in acknowledging something that was working in our game and we just had to make sure we doubled down on it in the third.
Congratulations, Vossy. Someone that I was watching closely last night, missed a lot of footy, Zach Williams. Now, he looks like he just energises the group. He was running around, having fun. They were getting around him. Is he a person like that? Is he a popular man, teammate?
Yeah, he's always got a smile on his face. He hasn't been able to wipe the smile off his face, particularly about this week, and he loves his footy, absolutely loves his footy, and loves being around the boys and being out there, and to sort of see a smile on his face. And as you said, he energises the game for us, and it's just not ball in hand, it's having around as a teammate, and it's nice having him back out there.
Fossey, your last five victories, if you go back to round 22 of last year, have all come by less than a kick. That was against Melbourne in round 22, Gold Coast in round 23, then had the finals wins against Sydney and Melbourne, and then last night. Are you the new Collingwood?
I'm not sure, but I'm not trying to count them, Damo, that's for sure. Because I prefer we didn't have that stat. But look, I think, you know, it's such a close competition. And, you know, if you're able to work your way through those games and find yourself on the positive side, you know, it's such a huge plus for you across the season. And it doesn't matter how you bank the four as long as you get them. And we've been able to do them in really tight situations. We learn a lot about ourselves, more particularly in 21. So we went to work a fair bit on us in that part of the game, and we've become much more resilient, reliable in those moments, and it's certainly showing.
Yeah, and even last night, you still had more than a minute to protect that one-point lead. If you line that up with what you did in the finals last year against what happened to you in 2022 when you lost those close games, then what is it that you've just been able to work through and now know you can rely upon?
Well, it's trying to give presence in your training. It's just not talking about it. You have to train it. And we weren't able to through 2021, and we lost a couple of those close games for whatever reason. We had a lot of other things. We were obviously trying to get into our game style and trying to get some of the behaviours we're after to play consistent football. And, you know, I guess as a byproduct of that, unfortunately, we lost a couple of close games that really mattered. So when it hurts like that, you tend to go to work on yourself a fair bit, and we're certainly no finished product because that could turn pretty quickly, but it certainly was the impetus for us to be able to start having the conversation and start giving it some presence in our training, and also give it presence within our program where we talk about it and make sure we're all on the same page.
Trust the system, Damo, and that's what Vossie's done.
A little bit.
That's what it is, Vossie. Hey, well done last night. You must have been chuffed with Big Harry going back and kicking that goal late in the game.
Yeah, he's had an incredible preseason, and you know he continually works on his game. I've never seen anyone work harder on his game.
Yep.
And you know he's also gone up the humility piece and acknowledged that he needs to get better in certain parts of his game. And you know, it frustrates me that we continue to nitpick and we seem to have this obsession of pulling them apart. I just don't get that. But, you know, what we'll continue to focus on is the parts of the game that he brings to us that we really value. And he's been an outstanding teammate and he's in some outstanding form. And for him to be able to take that moment was particularly impressive.
Speaking of that, you made a comment after the game about Charlie Curnow's ability once the ball hits the ground. And you know, for the old North Melbourne fans, Vossie, that was one of the things we loved about the great Wayne Carey. He was almost as dangerous when the pill was on the ground as when it was in the air. And Charlie last night, really a big part of the turnaround in the game for you.
Yeah, he's got a great ability of being able to react quickly and keep the ball in his area. And if he keeps the ball in his area, he'll get another look at it on the ground. And that's probably where his threat doesn't get talked about a lot. He obviously was able to kick a few goals last night with a ball foul in his second effort. He followed up and he was able to finish on goal. But it's a genuine strength of his. It makes him really hard because to try and defend him in space and you get the ball on the ground and then all of a sudden he takes off and he's got a meter on you. You think, how did that happen? But that's the sort of athleticism he does have and sort of talent he does bring.
Who are those blokes behind the goals, Vossie, in the black and white suits?
The Blues Brothers.
That was good.
Well, it really stood out to us as well. It's, oh, mate, the army's getting bigger. There's no doubt about that. It's like to be able to go to the Gabba and, I've been on the other end of it, but, to be able to go to the Gabba and have, such noise, our supporters do travel. They get along and, Yeah, I'm particularly impressed with the Blues brothers at the moment.
I know this is not the first time you've obviously gone into the Gabba with an opposing team to try and beat them, but when you do get there, Vossi, do you find yourself ever just reminiscing about those days when it wasn't as popular, the whole code up in that part of the world?
Oh, I do, and you sort of think about stages of where the games come from. If I can reflect for a second, you sort of think about when I was coming through school and you got two people in your whole school that play the sport, and then... And then you're involved in, you know, a successful football team. You see the impact of Auskick and the participants and how it grows. And that was really significant. And I never thought when I left Carrara there we'd ever end up back there. I thought it'd be the last time we'd ever see the Gold Coast. And then we end up with the team there. And then now we're starting our AFL season in the northern states. So it just sort of shows you over, what, a 30-year period of time, the transformation that's taken in that part has been, you know, unbelievable, the shift that's actually happened.
Hey, Vossi, just a question as we let you go. Anywhere else for Diesel Williams to pop up? We saw him walking out with the Premiership Cup in Sydney, and then he's in your rooms last night. Is he in Geelong?
Probably next week.
I'm really pleased you raised this because I was wondering whether anyone else took any notice as well. And Diesel's shifted from talking about us at the Swans to us at Carlton. So I wasn't sure what polo he had on yesterday, but he managed to find the Navy Bill. He was back on board.
Hey, by the way, don't miss a minute of Carlton's blockbuster 2024 fixture. Round one clash coming up, of course, Thursday night against Richmond. That's the traditional start. CarltonFC.com.au/membership or call 1300 227 586 to become a member today for as little as $13 a month. Wow. It's a juggernaut.
It is.
The competition's when Carlton are up and about. Lygon Street would have been flying last night. Nice. Vossi, well done. We couldn't be happier for you, and well done.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to get my free coffee down Lygon, so I'll catch
Go it. Yeah, well you done. Can walk into any restaurant down there, and it'll be all on the house.
Exactly.
Cheers, guys.
Well done. Beautifully done. All right, we are doing enough, I think, next. Bernard, are you ready?
Ready.
Off-season work from Burn.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, of course, Triple M Rocking Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
What we're doing here is enough, but before we get to it, we just had, we peeled a couple of layers back off air.
We did.
Because we're not sure who's responsible for this.
Who do you think should be presenting
Bernard
this?
Yeah. And how much of it's Hosemary?
Well, it's a team effort.
I think Rosie Jim does as much as 80% enough every single week.
She's always been a mischievous person, Hose. There's never been any doubt about it. All right, new opener.
Yes, thank you, DC.
All right, here we go.
I won enough of the year. How do I win that? You're
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Knock off. Could have given it a bit.
Tarkos. That's what you call enough. Nuff. Louis. He still made the cut. Nah,
every time I see him, get rid of that. I'm sick of hearing about that. He forgets he's a bogan from Warrnambool. He forgets that.
Yes.
Hopefully he's not listening today.
Stevie was still there.
Stevie. Yes, Nuff is away for 2024. Righto. Now, we've only obviously had the two games, so not a lot to pick from this footy season. But we've had the cricket season. There's been a bit over the cricket over the summer.
Oh, here
so
we go.
Goodness.
And I'm going to call him your man, Jim, because he's yours if he's going to continue doing this stuff. Now, the test match here at the cricket, and I think you put him up to this, and there's a bit of audio with you saying why he did this, but just turned full nuffy at Adelaide Oval. Greg Blewett, this is.
Yes. I said to him, he's got to go all Ric Flair on us. If he doesn't, he's got to give it some...
Whoa! Oh, no.
Here he goes.
Oh!
All right, that'll do.
Well, have a look at me about it. Just
Godric Flair.
Perfect.
What is wrong with
you? I liked it.
That was funny TV.
That opens the play, doesn't it? The bell.
Yes.
They don't do that anywhere else. Just here.
Oh, Lords is the only other place. Lords. I know they do it. It's great. Thing, Bill. Great tradition. And,
I mean, a good thing to start the play. What are we going to do? Let's ring the bell.
What do you do with Geelong?
What do you do?
We ring the bell.
He just sort of barely knew. Speaking of the Adelaide test, well, Bill, you say Adelaide. Can you say it?
Adelaide.
Yeah, not that hard, is it?
No.
Well, it's hard for some. Old Gussie Waller. Now, there's two separate ones here.
They do sound
like the same one, but Adelaide's not that hard to say.
Welcome back to the Adelaide Oval.
There's the first one. Yeah. I think he's trying to go too quick, but this is only about 5 minutes later.
Welcome back to the Adelaide Oval.
I think he's trying to pump it out too quick. He's doing a Nath Brown, and I don't know. They throw to him and ask him a question too, and I don't even know what this noise is or how he talks straight after it either.
Gus Wallen's out and about. Gussie, that'll give you a lift. Where are you?
I actually don't know, but it sounds like he's panicking because he wasn't quite ready for it or something, but just pray straight into
stride. I've never heard that.
Here it is again, Rose. Yep.
And then he just breaks straight into conversation. Yeah. I don't know what was happening there, but while we're on cricket, Brad Hodge. Now, can come up with some big words, but not really good with manicured.
It resembles the lawn at your place, actually, that I saw yesterday. It's very, very nice. A nice even grass coverage.
I heard about that, Ferg. Very well manicured. Yes. Manicured, what that was saying about.
Manicured, I think he said.
Manicured.
Brendan Julian.
You're focusing hard on cricket, isn't it?
Rosie is, anyway.
Your mates, Jim.
Hey, team, remember?
Yes,
well, answers Rosie. Before, too, Rose. Brendan Julian, now.
One of the great men.
NRMA sponsored a segment, I think, at the cricket, and, well, he just battled to get that one out.
Brought to you by the NRMA Insurance Adelaide Test Match.
I think he added a few letters to that one.
NRMA.
Guess what, though, Boone? He still looked really good doing it.
Yeah, geez, he looks good. Wow. He looks good.
Are
he
you not going
that
back
bloke.
To the West Indies?
Nah, he's got form, Jim. Oh. He's got form.
And the cheque and the trophy for the Sir Wank Boral Trophy has been retained by Australia.
What was that, Bill?
Frank.
Frank. My goodness.
Yeah. My favourite part of that is the pause. Yep. You just see him, he's like he's eating a lemon
and
pill.
Not only that, Bernard, if you see the vision, it's a pause and the look on his face is he thinks a fart's coming. The funniest thing ever.
Oh, so funny. Keep it up, BJ, doing a great job. Looking good, though. Pre-season. We've had a few games. Now, Sarah Hosking made her debut, and just because it's your debut doesn't mean I leave you out.
Now, they don't convert, but that turnover started with Bo McQueary out on the wing. Just that pressure that he allowed to come up to the ball carrier. Again, he's known for his strength.
Who was that again?
Shut up.
Shut up.
We love it on Triple M, don't we? Normally other stations just go, mistake, we leave that.
Who was that again?
Joey Montagna just thought he'd bring it back
on. Your joke.
Our man Will, now I did see him before. I think he should come back into the studio.
Will Ralston.
Will Ralston did some calling, and if you're calling, sometimes you're not really up with how players are going, and I think he fell into that trap.
Now Sheasel. He's been a bit quieter than I would have thought so far today, Chew Man.
Yeah, 19 touches.
There you go. I must have missed a few of them.
Will! We got Rocket Eads yelling at him.
That wasn't him. Oh, you said it wasn't him.
Oh, it wasn't
him. It wasn't him.
Yeah. There's video of it and audio of it. And it still wasn't him.
I think you extracted that, Jim, after the event.
Now, speaking of bells and buttons, there was a red button at Icon Park when you did your show live. Now, he's like a kid, Bill.
That's exactly what he is.
Might as well have written, press button, please, and then he might not have pressed it.
Why?
Here it is.
Oh,
no.
What's this red thing over there?
Oh, hang on, Bill.
What is it?
Bill, don't touch it.
No. It's the emergency siren.
So why would they put it in front of me, a big red button? Why would they do that, Raz?
If you hit that, the siren will sound across Icon Park.
I bet you it won't.
It will. You might. We're not taking that.
Bill, no, it won't. Sure.
It actually works. What's a red button? What's the siren doing up here?
We've got a bloody siren.
We've got a siren. Stop it. Again. Won't stop.
It won't stop.
Not if you press it.
You press it, it won't stop.
Amazing. When you press the button, the siren goes.
But why would they have that there?
Well, that's because it's the siren.
Yeah, I know, but it's a commentary box.
Well, it's probably the timekeeper's box.
I wish a game was on. They would have stopped. Oh, yeah. Stop the game. That would have been good.
Yeah. Apparently the next day, people from Carlton came up to have a go themselves.
It's become a thing, has it?
Yeah.
Hit it, please, Hose.
Nuff of the week.
Well, it's really nuff of the summer, really, isn't it? Because it's I need to back over and... There is more cricket coming, Jim.
Oh, good.
One of your mates again. Oh, no. Old Ferg. Old
Ferguson.
No. Now, they crossed to him at a lunch break. I'm a bit worried what he was up to at the lunch break because, well, you do the maths and you tell me whether he was sampling what he's trying to talk about.
The only thing that would be better than this is to have a schooner with it. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, bang. Ice cold amber ale at some point would be really nice. What's it really nice? An amber ale would be delicious right now.
What is he saying?
I think he's trying to say amber ale, which isn't that hard, but let's have a listen how he goes.
Amber ale. amber ale.
What is it with you cricketers and not being able
to talk? Don't say you cricketers. It's him and it's Blewett. They're basically the same bloke.
Dummies.
The same bloke.
Blewett and Ferguson are basically the same bloke.
And you.
And Gus. And what's wrong with you cricketers?
It's actually when they go to Adelaide too, isn't it?
They get
that was all in Adelaide.
That's what they do.
I'm not sure.
Is that what they do?
Nice addition.
Well done. Yeah.
But that's enough for cricket now. We'll get back onto the footy.
Oh, I've got a few more. Hose has.
Yeah, exactly right. The Tigers, of course, are taking on the Gold Coast Suns as part of this round zero. Do we like round zero, by the way?
I don't mind it from the perspective. It's just basically created a fresh weekend of footy that didn't exist. So from that regard, I don't mind it. I'm not getting caught up in the Melbourne-centric angle. Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't we have...
You can still watch the games. You wouldn't have attended any more games.
Damien, shut up. Carlton-Richmond, Thursday night. Why couldn't they
play? We've
still got that. No, last week. So that kicks off the season. Bang, we're away. And then still
last
have
your week.
Game. Last week.
Or last night, or last Thursday.
Last Thursday, whenever it was.
Well, the other...
Why couldn't we do that and then still have your Sydney and Brisbane games?
The more pertinent point to what they're doing was to take it into the growth markets to give them their, in isolation, focus
while the
on the game.
NRL was away.
While the NRL was still playing matches in New South Wales.
And last night, there was an NRL game in Melbourne and no games in Melbourne.
I'm hearing you, Bill. I think as part of it, I think you keep staying in those markets for round zero, but one game in Melbourne.
Yes.
I don't know when, but I think you play a big game in Melbourne as part of this round zero.
Well, that would be maybe the only thing I'd do. The takeout of it.
Around now because Jim said it.
No, but bloody...
I don't mind it. I'm not. I don't look at it through the Melbourne lens all the time.
Well, Debbie...
40,000 in Sydney?
That's a true national footprint outlook, Bill.
Smarten up, Debbie.
40,000 in Sydney?
Yeah.
Sold out last night.
Yeah. 33. They were slightly disappointed with the crowd last night.
The turn up didn't quite marry the ticket sales, but no, I think it's a good thing, even though we all have to work an extra week. Now, that's not the best part about it.
There's the real reason.
Where am I putting my invoice? Where am I sticking that?
I've been sending them. I've got to get nothing back.
Nothing coming back. I love this man. Assistant coach with the Tigers, 280 games with the Kangaroos, captain of that magnificent football club.
Shin boner.
An absolute shin boner from Wodonga and Aubrey. I speak, of course, of Jack Zeeble, who joins us now. Zeebs.
How are we, fellas?
Assistant coach. Are you coaching a line or what are you doing?
I am taking control of the stoppages this year at Richmond. So splitting the midfield stuff with Chris Newman, former captain of the club and coming back from Hawthorn after a stint there. So it's a bit of a change, JB, but it's something I'm really enjoying so far.
How are you going with it all?
Yeah.
Loving it. It's been a nice change coming from playing, obviously, your priorities on field, training requirements, your stresses that you have as a player. I have not missed for 1 minute, but coming across and now getting into the coaching landscape has been really engaging, and I've really loved it. Very fortunate to be at Richmond, been given an opportunity here, and learn off some of the really experienced coaches we've got over here in Ben Rutten and David Teague and Chris Newman, and obviously Ooze coming on board. As a senior coach this year, it's been an awesome start to my coaching career.
Hey, some stars through the midfield at Richmond. Who's impressed you the most?
There's been quite a few that's been impressive. I think the way, obviously, Dusty trains, there's no surprise in why he's a champion of our game. The intensity he trains at and what he does with the ball in his hands has been unreal. And guys like Nick Foston, having guys with his experience in the back half, and Dylan Grimes, watching them go about it, the way they organise and communicate, from a senior point of view, has been really good to come across and understand how things happen at a different club. But also, like, young guys coming through that probably haven't seen too much senior footy to this point, in Thompson Dow and a guy called Sam Banks. These guys are going to get an opportunity today, but they've had an awesome pre-season and been really exciting. For them to get an opportunity and show the Richmond faithful what they're made of, which will be good.
Jackie boy, Billy, is it more time consuming being a player or being a coach?
G'day, Bill. I think it's probably definitely more time consuming being a coach. You're definitely required to spend a bit more time going through the vision and prepping for meetings and stuff, but that's something I've really enjoyed, to be fair. I'm a bit of a footy nuffy. I love watching the game on tape, and you dissect it in minute detail as a coach, and that's something I've really enjoyed so far.
Bill, Zeebs knows who you are. You don't have to introduce yourself to
him. Well, it's nice. He might know the voice.
No, I think he does.
Well, here's Debbie. Debbie Downer,
glass half empty.
How's it been? Just back to onto your own personal side of this this story now, Jack. Now coaching players that you were once upon a time the opponent of, and maybe even certain individuals who you might have had some little stashes with.
No, what you're saying is he would have picked off a couple.
I was trying to do it diplomatically, Jim.
Have they come up to you and said, thanks for that, Zeebs?
No, I was of the opinion, spending 15 years at North, that anyone at any other club was a bit of a wanker, so I've definitely changed my opinion on that. Everyone at the club, to be fair, all the players have been unreal. I mean, welcoming me into the football club, and anyone else who's new at Richmond, they've been fantastic doing that, but it's interesting. There's definitely been a few occasions where you've had a couple of run-ins. I think my last game I played, I took my only specky my whole career on Liam Baker, and he remembers that fondly. So that's some funny moments, but the boys have been awesome. I've loved every minute of it. It's been good fun.
Yep. A lot of hype when he first came into the system on Josh Gibkiss. Got injured last year, but again, as having that hype put back on him, what do you make of him?
Yeah, Gibbo's had a really tough run probably the last 12 or 18 months. He didn't play much footy at all last year, and the work he's done this preseason's been unreal to watch, to be fair. He started on a low base. I think he was over in Qatar towards the back end of last year, working with some specialists over there for his hamstring. And he's come back and he's put an absolute mountain of work in to get himself right to be able to play. And his first couple of practice matches the last few weeks have been outstanding, what he's been able to do. And I think without putting too much pressure on him, he's going to be a really important player for the Richmond Footy Club for a long time, and I'm excited to see him back out there doing what he loves, because you can see he's just got a smile on his face now and he just appreciates being out there with his mates playing footy again, which is fantastic.
Zeebs, tell us a little bit about Adam Uze. He tends to sneak under the radar a little bit, a bit quiet, but the players at Melbourne absolutely rave about him. Tell us his coaching style.
Yeah, Ooze is a gun. Ooze is probably, one word will be his relationships. The way he makes the players feel so valued straight away since he's first got here has been unreal to watch. I can understand everywhere it's been why the players love him too. And there's probably a high sentiment of that now at Richmond in the short time he's been here as the head coach. But he's spend so much time with the players and just getting to know them personally, and he lights the room up when he gets inside it, and his footy knowledge is unreal as well. He's spent a lot of time coaching prior to getting the Richmond job, and he's honed his craft and he knows exactly what he wants and how he wants it, but he gives plenty of freedom to the coaches to be able to coach their way as well. So I'm excited to get the opportunity under Ooze, but also to watch him go about it in his first year as senior coach. I think some good things are coming.
What have you noticed different from Richmond to North Melbourne? The president wouldn't be as charismatic charismatic, but what else, Zeeb, have you noticed between the two joints?
Supporters?
It's definitely a beer club, Jim. There's, everything you do is a little bit more under the microscope, that's for sure. The open training sessions are a bit busier, but it's still a lot of similarities between clubs. A lot of the processes are the same. The training schedules are the same. The setups of the club physically are a little bit different, but the facilities are similar. And I think most clubs in the AFL probably run a similar program. It's just the people inside it and how you can best utilise your people and put them in the places that's going to allow them to succeed the most is whether or not you're going to gain success, hopefully quickly, at Punt Road.
We're talking to Jack Zeeble, of course, now at the Richmond Football Club. They yes. take on the Suns today. Has Dimmer's name been mentioned at all?
No, Dimmer's name hasn't been mentioned much this week. I think with Ooze, we've been implementing a new game plan over the summer, and the priority for us this week is an opportunity for us to go out and showcase what we've been working on all summer, and whether that was against Gold Coast in round zero or it's against Carlton in round one or Port Adelaide in round two, I don't think it doesn't make too much of a difference. But there's obviously will be a little bit of emotion there from a few guys with the relationship with Dimmer and what he's done for the Richmond Football Club. There's no doubt about that. But as a whole in a club, I think we're going out there with the job to do today, and that's to get the 4 points, hopefully, and play a strong brand of footy that we've been practising all summer, which would be exciting for the boys to get the opportunity to do that.
We didn't go there because it was so obvious.
Good
so
question.
So you did in the end.
No, I think that's a good
question. Yeah,
is that the best question you received today, Jack?
It's close, yeah. Very good. Close. Bill, well done, mate.
Zeeb's openly taking the piss out of Bill, which I love. Hey, good luck up there. We're looking forward to seeing what the Richmond Footy Club put out, not only this weekend, but for the rest of the season. So enjoy.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate it.
Well, the quiz. I'm here.
Really?
In my ears. I thought we'd given the quiz the arse.
Well, I've lost it in the form guide. Where is it?
I needed it to get the arse.
Oh, we need a longish.
Well, actually, we do.
No, we got
a good half hour long one.
How long are we going for today?
2 hours. No, it's the only time we're going that long. When I mentioned charismatic president, what were you laughing at, Hutch?
Something over in the corner.
Was it something else you were laughing at?
See,
for hard yakka workwear.
In the corner.
Nothing's tougher. That's fat. He's the one in the corner. Triple M rocking the Saturday rubbin' for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. We're rocking footy all winter.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
And now, across Australia, on the Triple M Network.
The punters love it.
It's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals.
Drink responsibly.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Billy.
All right, so this is how it works. Firstly, we can't stand the quiz, but when it's a two-hour rub, we quite like it. It gobbles up a bit of time for us. But secondly, when Fat says hello, Jim from Bayside, I'm not allowed to go, hello, Fat.
No, that's it.
The hose will hang up on you. Mm. We don't care what you're doing. We don't care any. Well, we do care what
mowing
you're doing.
The lawn.
We don't care about the hellos. So just tell us what you're up to and then answer
she's
the question.
She's got her eye in too today, Rosie.
Well, I don't know what's going on with it, to be honest. I actually do know what's going on.
Little stuff to wear. That's
got her own show.
Swearing.
She's got her own afternoon show. Which
just
is
in Melbourne.
Which is flying, by the way.
It is.
But
playing
think
good music.
Magnificent music.
Great music.
Studio to herself.
Mm, yeah.
And as I said earlier in the show, mischief is now following. Too much time on your own.
She's a double agent.
No, of the very
You've only
highest.
Just noticed that this
no,
year.
No, I've noticed it, but it's really pronounced today.
She's going double agent. She is
one of the great double agents. And then smiles with his sweet-looking smile like I had nothing to do with that.
I'm laughing because of line three that Bill's going to have to introduce.
Oh, good. Right.
Oh, I haven't got the names, by the way.
What do you need the names for?
Well, come on, Oz. Too busy talking up there.
Too busy double agency.
Oh, the elephant in the corner. Here we go. Anyway, $250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Nice. Thanks
thirsty?
To our good friends at
Thirsty Rosie.
Have you got a thirsty camel there, Hose?
The camel's thirsty, Rosie.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. And the thing.
They're our good friends at the.
He forgot he'd already said
thirsty
it.
Camel.
And the theme, there's always a theme.
Is it?
Yeah. 2024 ins and outs.
Okay.
Not sure what it means, but
selections.
Anyway.
Hey, righto,
here we go. We're away. Justin. Hello, Justin.
Yeah, just on the deck, drinking bourbon, having a punt. Bit of an early start. Today,
it's too hot for that.
Jeepers.
10:45 start, first race today. So, good on the deck, having a bourbon.
That's what he said, Billy.
Oh, no. It's beautiful. Righto, here we go. Harley Reid was selected with the first overall pick of the 2023 National Draft.
Mm-hmm.
Which player went at number two?
Oh, I got no idea.
Oh,
no.
Justin, come on, mate. Been waiting. Let's go to Inverleigh where they have the Dash Hound race.
Sausage dog racing.
Sausage dog race.
And also the duck race.
That's up the road.
The duck race. They put rubber duckies into the river and they float them down. It's the funniest stuff.
We had him on yesterday.
We did the mayor.
Good man,
he
the
was
man.
Very nice man.
Duck race.
Bushy, did you go to the sausage dog race?
Yeah, just at home washing me sausage dog.
Bushy, Harley Reid went number one last year. Who went number two?
Colby McCurcher.
Bang.
They like him too, Jim.
Away.
He's neat. I tell you what, he's beautiful.
No, they like him a lot down there.
Which two premiership players were traded to Hawthorn ahead of the 2024 season? Bushy. You there?
Oh, she's got no tolerance. No tolerance.
Quick. She's quick.
Yep. I like it.
Right. She's cranky.
Oh, right, who's this?
Greg from Gregory Hill. Is that right, Greg?
Just that Swampy's having a few cans, boys.
Swampy's.
Yeah, big Swampy.
Big, I knew he'd be big, old Swampy.
He'd no crusher.
Which two premiership players were traded to Hawthorn ahead of the 2024 season? Greg.
Jack Kinnevin and Jack Gunston.
Oh, well done.
Two Jacks. Well done. Right. Question three is a...
Get around him!
Righto. You got... Bernie Vince.
B Vine.
Debbie Downer, Damo, or old Carrot Top, Jim.
No, I'm not involved.
I'm not even
part of that.
It does look red, doesn't it?
The tinge there.
A little tinge. It must be the camera.
Yeah. That's what he blamed yesterday. Are you still there, Greg?
Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah. Not that excited about being here.
Jack Billings played his first game for Melbourne in the opening round of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which two Giants players were selected ahead of him in the 2013 National Draft? Jack Billings went at pick three overall. Who were their two Giants players in front of him there? Greg?
I'll go with no room hotels for Bernie.
I reckon the Bont was picked behind him as well.
He was. He was. But that wasn't the question, man.
No, it wasn't. Josh Kelly?
Who?
Josh Kelly, I reckon, was one. And
you reckon that's him, Ben?
Who's the ruckman?
The ruckman.
Yeah, who was it?
Bulldogs, I think.
Yeah.
Tom Boyd.
He's worse than Duck, isn't he, when he tries to disguise? He's got the answer.
Tom Boyd.
Josh Kelly, Tom Boyd, well done. Well, you got Brian's commentary there, Tom Boyd kicking that goal?
No, I don't.
Right now. Well, I played it yesterday.
He kicked the goal. He kicked that. It was good, that. Question four, Gregory, from Gregory Hills. How many players...
Hills.
That were drafted by the Gold Coast Suns in the most recent national draft came from the Gold Coast Academy.
That's a tough question.
Jeez. How many players from the Gold Coast Suns were drafted from the Gold Coast?
Is that four?
Oh, nice.
Do you know their names, Greg?
Not off the top.
Where is Gregory Hills, Greg?
It's near Campbelltown in New South Wales.
New South Wales. Oh, no.
So, it's Jed Walter, and they got big raps on him.
Yes, they do.
He's got a broken collarbone.
Is there a Reed?
Ethan Reed. Old Eath.
Rogers.
Jakey Rogers and Willie Graham.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
All old.
Yeah. On your fat.
Where's Swamp? Is Swamp around?
No, he pissed off out the back.
You still there, Gregory?
Yeah, still there, boys.
You're from
Swampy.
You're from Greg Hills and Swampy's out of the... Yeah, righto. Here we go. You've been good. I think we got a lifeline.
Yeah, lifeline.
Get around there.
Yeah, thank you.
He's across it.
Now you've got you just got Damo, so sucked in.
And who? Redhead.
Redhead. Oh, no, no, I'm not doing it.
Carrot Top. Which two clubs have a player with the surname Dersma on their list in 2024?
Easy one.
Dersma.
You won't need me, Greg.
I know one is Essendon, but I'll need you to help me with the other one.
I can help with the other one because he was drafted by the North Melbourne Footy Club by the name of Zane Dersma. So you've got Xavier, ex-Port, current Bomber, and Zane, new Northman.
You always do that, Dave.
Well done. Do you know there's four kids in the Dersma family?
Yes, there are.
Xavier, Zane, Yasmin, and Willem. All their first names start with the last four letters of the alphabet.
Thanks.
Is that a question?
No, that's just a fact.
Trivia.
Yeah. Is that a lifeline?
Did you not know you wouldn't have known that, Greg, from Gregory Hills?
No, I didn't have the family tree in my pocket there.
Also didn't care. Not only didn't know, didn't care.
Oh, you'll use it somewhere.
Oh, of course
Ginger?
I will. Yeah.
Ginger will pull it out.
At least I'll sleep tonight. I'll go with that one.
I don't think he will use it.
He will.
No.
Oh, Brian.
No one will use it.
Brian might. Will. Now, Brian will be listening.
10 minutes.
He'll go with it, Brian.
Just right on Channel 7 next Friday night.
Yes, roaming. Question 6. You're going well, Greg. Which former Geelong player joined Port Adelaide in the most recent off-season?
Isava Radigalia.
He knows his stuff, Greg.
Spell it.
Don't, Bill.
No, come on.
Move it along.
We got 10 minutes.
No, we haven't anymore.
Nine.
Flemington and nine. Joel Hamling joined the Sydney Swans for the 2024 season. Which two other clubs has he represented at AFL level? Greg?
Western Bulldogs and Fremantle.
Shit, you're going all right.
He's good, Greg.
How come you all know your footy so much?
Oh, nothing else to do out here, mate.
We've got to go to Swamp's House. That's how bad it is. Lifeline.
Get around him!
Right, here we go. We're back to Bernie Vine and Debbie. Which three Richmond Premiership players retired after the 2023 AFL season? Which three Richmond Premiership players retired after the last year?
We'll go with Debbie Downer.
Debbie?
Hey. I only know two.
I only know two as well.
I know.
Cochin and Revold, unless, of course...
There was one
at another club, maybe.
No.
No, well, one retired during the year, but that's not how the question's worded. That one during the year was Jason Castagna, but that happened earlier in the year. In fact, I think even before the year started. But he maybe just officially came off the list, but Cochin and Revold.
But he was still on the list till the end of the year.
Well, he would have been, yeah. He was listed, yeah, definitely.
So what are your three then, Debbie?
Well, I'll throw Castagna in alongside Cochin and Revold, but...
Greg, what do you think, Greg?
Oh, yeah, I'll go with Purple.
Well done, Purple.
That's a good get.
That's a good get by you. How'd you know that? I suppose you know everything.
Well, he had played in three flags.
But he retired before the season.
I think it was before the season. He got banged right up.
Just playing all three.
Yeah, he retired before the season started, even though he was listed.
I mean, a very good player. I didn't know he played in all three of them.
And a good player in all three.
One of the great role players.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, Pat played in four.
Yeah, he did.
Shut up.
He's starting to sledge you with two questions to go.
I'm going
to
find a hard one here.
Getting lippy. You did play in four?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's diminishing returns.
That's all we say.
Started poorly and then just
diminishing
got worse.
Played in four and went to the Premiership reunion.
There we are.
Over at the West Coast and got paid for it. Richmond recruited ruckman Sam Naismith in the off-season.
Great story.
Which AFL grand final has Naismith played in?
Ooh, that's a good question.
He played in a grand final there, Gregory.
Was it for Sydney?
Ooh. What year was the question? I think it was, wasn't it? Which grand final has Naismith played in?
2012?
We got to get Greg something.
You got to get something, Rosie. Although Rosie's not.
Get him something. Or hose.
Is she shaking her?
No, I'm just trying to think what it is. A grilled voucher for you,
grilled
Greg.
Grilled voucher for you, Greg.
DeWalt.
Is there one in Gregory
Hills?
Yeah, thank
you.
Right. You got grilled up there?
Yep.
Great to have someone from Gregory Hills in New South Wales on the show.
He was good, too.
All right. Who we got now?
Oh, we got Nicholas. Hello, Nicholas.
Give him some matches.
What did he say? He's been to Maccas.
Beautiful.
Good on you. Nicholas, how old are you? 13. 13, righto. Thirsty camel, mum or dad can have that. That's of course. Definitely. You've got to be responsible, absolutely. Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Giving the kid $250 worth of piss.
Just a question, Fat. That's what we want. Yeah, exactly.
So do you get those non-alcoholic ones.
Right. Oh, no.
Terrible. That's terrible.
Just so ask a question.
Sam Naismith from Richmond played in a grand final. In what year was it there, little Nicholas?
2022?
No.
Oh, no.
It's when the Cats defeated Sydney.
No, thank you, Bill. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, 100 points. Understanding of that. Right. Yeah. Yes.
We go to James Fatstacks.
Yeah, just having a few furfies off the wood, Bill, getting ready to go to watch the Perth Glory.
Perth Glory, oh, he's up yes, there, you are.
It's making me nervous.
James Fatstacks, it's got here, I don't... Hey, Richmond recruited ruckman Sam Naismith in the off-season. Which AFL grand final did he play in there, old Jimmy boy?
Yeah, Bill, that would be 2016, mate.
Well done. Well done.
You're in a hard out too, Bill.
Yeah, come on, Bill.
Right, I don't... Well, last question.
Last question.
Right, here we go. James Chompers Harms will play for which club in 2024? Good easy one to go out.
Melbourne Demons.
James. He's changed clubs. So we go to Tyler from... Are you from the Gabba?
Yes, that's it, Bill. Just sitting in the sun.
All right. Mm-hmm. It was raining this morning. Bradbury.
What? 4 minutes?
It was raining this morning, Jim, when we left.
Where?
At 5 o'clock.
Fair dinkum?
Oh, yeah.
No, ask Tyler purple, the question.
Tyler.
Sun's out.
Sun's out, purpley written.
Who's kicked the most goals as an individual player at the Gabba?
Oh, jeez.
That's not the question.
In one game.
Who's got the record? Who's got the record for the most goals in one game at the Gabba?
You hear the joke. Three times a year on Triple M.
Three times.
Is it fat man?
Yeah. Are you giving him the voucher?
Yes, I am. Because that was... I changed the question.
What?
The other answer is Western Bulldogs.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well done, Tyler.
What does Tyler win?
Tyler wins a $250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Thank you, Thirsty Camel. Boy, a bit like us at the minute, a bit thirsty.
Well done, Tyler.
Well done, T.
Nicely done. All right, well done. Now,
question.
Hose.
Just got a text, Jim, before you go. Someone has also detected the redness in your hair that works in the industry, who just wanted me to pass that on.
In the
player management space.
This is idiot Beersy.
No, it's not actually.
I'm actually going to put up on my Instagram how he has changed the colour of my hair. That's what I'm going
to
do.
You're starting to prove to protest too much.
Now, speaking of Bill,
yes,
and of course the role that he's going to play on the Gold Coast Host, he's been a casting agent has got hold of him and said, we want you in a film that's going to be filmed on the Gold Coast.
Crusher.
And we've asked you, the audience, the family members, for some suggestions as to what that movie is, Hose.
I haven't pre-read these, so excuse me. Max, Austin Powers and the Revenge of Fat Bastard.
Oh, hey.
Get in like my belly.
Yes. Ash says Star Wars, just Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, good.
Like it.
I don't know what this is supposed to be, but Primal Beer.
Fear, good.
From Mullet, he says, Babe, Pig on the Gold Coast.
Not bad. That's
perfect.
Good.
Binch Craig says, remake of The Blob. That's unfair.
No, it isn't. That's all right.
I'm offended.
Are you? And are offended.
And I'm offended.
Joshua says, Gulp Fiction.
Yes, not bad.
We had Bulk Fiction before.
Yeah, yes. We did.
All along. Oh, I can't read that one out, but it's very funny. And it's got something to do with Cracker Jack, but they've changed the last
right
word.
Oh, Cracker.
Ah!
Oh, I didn't say it.
That's all I can read out now.
Can't read any more out?
No.
Hard out.
All right.
New Zealand, 1-43 in the second innings. They're 51 runs behind.
Are you still alive in the Flemington
court? I am, yes. Right. And we only got two in this league.
It's the normal quarter, not the early one.
I tell you what, the way we're batting at the minute, Fat,
we
get 150 in front, and there'll be some twitching cornhole.
Cornhole.
That's what they'll be in the Australian dressing room. Don't worry about that for a second.
Smithy will too, going out to open the batting. Maybe he might play a shot, not just shoulder the arms.
Yes, he try and use his bat.
What's going on in the rush hour over there? We've got a minute left. Bernardo, the boys on fire. We got Bluey no idea. Jars?
No idea what we're doing. We're going into a caravan for 26 hours.
I heard
this
about
week.
That.
Caravan
where
for 26.
That?
All three of them in a caravan.
Wow. We're not allowed to.
Is it
out.
Moving?
Not,
is it
no,
moving?
No. It's stationary in a caravan park here, and we're not allowed to in out. We're not allowed to bring anything in. We don't
Hang
know.
How do they
about
shut
it.
The door on the van?
Oh, I like
it. They shut it. It's like Bill's house. Bill's house. But
Big
in a
Bill's
caravan.
House.
Yeah. We love that, Jim. You love doing it.
Fat. That's what we used to abuse the living Christ out of
it. The respect was unbelievable.
All right. Nice helping in the Saturday run.
2 hours.
We're off now. Hard Yakka work. We're, of course, McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Thanks to everyone, especially Hose.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.